Ugly. Second hour of the American Awakening coming up, you know, and get back to Sherry in just a second. Steve, you know, Sherry brought up a good point. You know, they said, well, you know, it's a physical, you know, we get dinged for it. Was it Sherry or was it Marty in Idaho that brought that up, okay? But if you don't get a physical, do they turn it over to Medicare and say, well, you didn't get a physical? I mean, if I were Medicare, I would say, that's fine. Let him drop dead. We don't care. But it seems that there's more – it's more diabolical than that. It seems like, you know, they want to entice you in for a physical to load you up on all this stuff. You know, everybody's thoughts on that. Go ahead, somebody.
No, I agree. I still the bottom line is commerce. It's there's a, if you think about health care, there's many different facets of health care. Where money can be made, not only in the pharmaceutical business, but, I mean, everything you can think of. Every piece of apparatus in a hospital, everything you can think of, services, everything. There's so much involved with that. It's a huge umbrella. There's a lot underneath that umbrella. But, like I said, if you can't answer the questions and give maybe a narrative to say, explanation, you know, a little extra on top of that, well, it just goes into a yes and no folder. And basically, a file's been built. It's being built.
Right.
Right. Everybody, no, they won't. Go ahead, Sherry. Go ahead.
I think you have to be careful about screenings, too, because you don't know if they're going to have false positives or false negatives. And screenings, I don't go for screenings, I think, unless you really have a trusted doctor.
Well, screenings are fishing.
But
screenings are fishing. It's like fishing after an expedition. It's kind of like when you bring your car in, like Mike said, I made an earlier comment. You came in, you said, I got a thump-thump right over here in this corner of my my car, or it's making a problem right here. There's a noise. Well, you go to that noise. You don't tear the whole car apart, the whole engine. You isolate what you think the problem may be. But those screenings are designed, I believe they're designed to basically to look and find other little things we can say, hey,
slap something on you. Yeah. Now, the thing about loss, have you had a memory loss? I think it's really important. If I were asked this question, I would focus really on that loss. Because that, I don't know many people that have actually lost a whole bunch of memory unless they were traumatized and and just became momentarily, it just got wiped from their memory. The other thing, do you have any mental disorders now? Someone might be flippant about that one. Oh, like I said, I'm nitpicking here. And like, well, maybe not to my knowledge, ha, ha, ha. You know, not to my knowledge,
Does a mentally ill person know that he's mentally ill?
Yes. I know.
You know, I mean,
so
that's
I don't know.
Well, like
I just
the
say
question
no.
About the memory issue. Do you have memory issues? You know, the question itself is
mental
funny. It's an oxymoron because if I had a memory issue, I don't know.
Yeah, well, mental health. You know, you can't be flippant about that. If you you know, if you're a sound mind, just say no. You know, I would think okay.
All right.
On the scale of 1 to 5, and I think that's a trick question about your confidence level, because who's going to trust the system? But you've got to probably say 1 that I'm confident in my answers. But you're not going to be. But I wouldn't begin to be confident in the system.
All right. Thank you so much for your input, Sherry.
Okay,
I appreciate that. Let's move on. Francis in North Carolina, you'll be up second. Glenn in Michigan, you're up next. Go ahead. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hello.
Glenn in Michigan. Hello.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard G. Hey, listen, I'm new to your show. Caught a couple remarks, and it just hit home with me tonight. When Steve mentioned about, you know, you go in to have a procedure done, whether it's a car, whether it's a dental issue or anything like that, he's absolutely correct. I haven't had medical insurance for 30 years. I just did my own stash at school. When I had a problem, I got it handled. When I had a dental problem, I would go into a dentist's office and I said, this tooth is bothering me. And then they want to take x-rays, they want to do this, they want to do that. I'm going, no, I want to pay for you to fix this tooth. And I had to go through like 8 dentists to get them to do that. Second point, durable power of attorney, as he talked about. He's 1,000, your co-host Steve is 1,000% correct. If you don't have durable power of attorney of a father, a mother, or a sibling, or whatever, you're in a lot of trouble. They just take total control. So it's important not just to have durable power of attorney over medical issues, but it's important to have durable power of attorney over financial, everything else. So I'm just confirming what Steve said, and he's 100% correct.
Okay, well, thank you, Glenn. Go ahead.
I just want to, I want to post a semi-question to Steve.
Sure.
Many things, this is in regards to the Medicaid, as you talked about it earlier. Many of these things that they, like, for example, they question you. They question you via the telephone, via email.
Right.
None of these things are legal. They don't hold weight in court. I want your opinion.
Yeah, they don't. That. They don't. You're absolutely correct. They don't. But, you see, they don't know you know that. See, that's
well,
the big thing.
But Steve, let me interject. So are they telling, when they tell me it's mandatory that they have to ask these questions because Medicare says it's mandatory, then that's really BS. I think it's BS because I've never been contacted by Medicare to ask those questions.
Right.
Well, I agree with you. But what they do, like on the telephone or the email, they'll go, by acknowledging this, that means that you agree to this. And they'll do that over the phone. And they will not let you move forward without you giving them feedback.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, so all right, all right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Glenn. You know, and I want to insert, Glenn's right dead on. I mean, you know, in my former life, I was an estate planner in the insurance business for 20 years. I'm very familiar with trusts, durable power of attorneys, revocable living trust, irrevocable trust, all that stuff. I did it for 20 years. So, and he's dead right. If you don't have a durable power of attorney for health care and finances, you're up a creek without a paddle, boy. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. You're on with Michael and Steve. How you doing, Francis?
Hey, fellas. Just two brief questions for you. One, if you do not feel like an ATM machine, Michael, you soon will be. Secondly,
Wait a minute. If I don't feel like an ATM machine, I soon will be. What do you mean by that?
Well, if they're not sucking money out of you they will be shortly.
Well, no, they won't, because right now I'm sitting on the fence with not only canceling that program, but also filling out the paperwork, sending it to Medicare, and saying, send me the rest of my money. I want no part of Part A and Part B of Medicare, because I'm tired of it. No, they're not going to suck anything out of me. As a matter of fact, I think when I get off of the air today, I'm going to call Don Wiskin and get some Extendivite. Go ahead.
Well, in that case, you've nailed half the problem, then. Congratulations. The other question I was going to ask was, obviously, DuckDuckGo was one search engine over some other ones. The question I'm wondering about is, since StartPage is supposed to be private, however enhanced by Google, does that mean that StartPage is not a valid private search engine?
Steve?
I don't have a comment on that one. I don't know. I aborted a while back. I did some research. There's another one. I'll have to research what the other one was. There was another reliable one or two more after the DuckDuckGo. But I decided to go that route, and then I contacted John about it, and I contacted Michael Rivero, and they did their research, too, and found out there was more reliability and more security for you, the consumer, on your searches on that one. So that's what I stuck with. There are two more other ones I can't recall offhand.
Well, you know, let me interject here. I'm sorry, Francis, I'll give you the floor in just a minute. Let me interject here. Right now, they're going through the purge, which they're purging everything that has anything to do with us being able to have a voice in the alternative media. That's the first thing. The second thing, after they've purged us and we don't have a voice, which this is why RBN is so important, that the next thing they're going to do is they're going to demonize us so we don't have a voice to speak back. Then the third thing they're going to do is they're going to arrest us because we are their true enemy, because we are awakened Americans. And then guess what happens after that? They probably kill us after they put us in the FEMA camps. So with that, Francis, anything you want to say in closing before I move on?
Watch your back, watch your electronic conversations, and remember to breathe.
To breathe, okay. To breathe.
There you go.
All right, take a deep breath, Steve, and say, repeat after me, Kus Fraba.
Yeah, I like that one. Kus Fraba.
Okay. All right, thanks for the call, Francis. Let's move on. Let's go to Tommy in Tennessee. Tommy, you're on with Michael and Steve. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, thanks, guys. Enjoyed the conversation there. I had to chime in. I got made a few notes, but to touch upon a few things you were talking about, if that's all right.
All right. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I dropped something. I just wondered what that was. Okay, yeah. With regard to your mother, my mother passed away, I don't know, 18 years ago. And, you know, hindsight, if you knew what you knew now, she might be alive, but then she may not listen to me. She, like all of us, are wards of the state. And since 1933, the British Crown owns every man, woman, and child. You know, we can't own anything. We don't own anything. So while we think we have rights, we really don't. They just pushed the Constitution for to appease the people, but it doesn't apply to us, so we have no rights, number one. Like Steve said, we are codependent. We have a codependent system to make us codependent as a power giveaway so that we cannot be sovereign ourselves and be our own doctors, so to speak. The other thing is, it's the power of birth. They incinerated the umbilical cord, made a dead trust account out of it, and so we are considered to them, the system, a dead man walking. We were born dead on arrival, and so this intrusion in our lives is a result for the fiction government to do business with real people into contracting, like Ronald McDonald and Steve was mentioning there, to get the consent of the real people in order to do the monetizing with the birth certificate. So we've got to make the distinction between the two names. And they're not talking to you personally, but we take it personally and we answer through intimidation. We're considered dead with the fiction government. You got to remember that. And so we're having this intimidation pressed hard upon us for the codependency on a fraudulent system to make us do things we wouldn't ordinarily do if we were told the truth in good faith. After all, we are the creditors of the nation, and they're supposed to do the business in good faith. However, a fiction government cannot have good faith or any faith to do business with real people and expect them to, you know, believe anything.
Well,
in good
but
faith
Tommy, they're certainly doing a good job of feeding a whole lot of pharmaceuticals, SSRIs, and psychotropics to corpses.
Yes.
Then, yes,
yes.
Oh, it's all
people,
about commerce. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I understand. Well, what you have,
you know, Tom,
paper
Tom,
or whatever
you listen to a lot of Ron McDonald, who is one of my good friends, and he's a very sharp man. If you haven't read his book, please pick up his book. They own it all, including you.
Toxic
Currency. He's right when
right.
he says you enter into commerce the day you accept a Social Security number. You are sucked into the system of commerce. It starts from that day one.
Yes. But because we got into it, you could have not known something yesterday, but yet today you can learn something new. And because you didn't know doesn't mean you can't know something new and do something different today. By making the distinction between the two names, your first and your middle name, and your first and your middle and your last name, gets you out of it as the beneficiary of the trust. And there can only be one beneficiary, and unless you name yourself the beneficiary, they will. And you'll be the executor of the estate, and you just killed yourself once again. That's all they're trying to do with the drugs and the applications, is to make you feel like there's something wrong with you. So, you know, it's the Matrix.
Well, Tom, right. I find it quite interesting right now a war. There's a war on natural medicines. You've noticed that lately. These physicians are talking about natural medicine and herbs and diet and things like that are being attacked.
And they're winding up dead, Steve. We know that all too well. Go ahead, Tommy. What else you got
for us? What you're going on there, I had about 5 years ago. I had once you get past that application, they'll come to your door no matter what if you sign it, doesn't matter. They give you a reason to come to your door. And they came to my door with a man and a woman and a clipboard in a blue suit to make sure they got here to try to make a mental case out of me. I knew what was going on, but they caught me so early in the morning, they caught me off guard, and I ended up consenting. And the guy wanted to come back a month later, which he did, and he came to my door. I expected him, and I knew what to do at that time because I blew it the first time. And he came to the door. You can always get out of it. He came to the door. I said, "Oh, hey, remember me? I'm so-and-so." I didn't say a word. I said, "You got a card?" And he gave me a card, and I sat there and looked at it. The whole time he gave me a sales pitch to try to get into my business, I didn't say a word, and except till the end, and I said, everything's fine. And that's it. And he left, never heard from him again. And do not say your name or say who you are. If they say you are, they have to get you to say who you are. And your name is your first and your middle name, because you cannot own your family name, your last name. Your family owns it, and they didn't ask your family's permission when they stole it and put it on a birth certificate. So you cannot answer to that name. And that's how they get subject matter jurisdiction every single time, like clockwork, without fail. Period. Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for the call, Tommy. You know, one point he brought up, Steve, is during that ordeal I had with my mother, ultimately, you know, under Medicaid law, she had an amount of money in her trust, and when that money went down to zero, I had to change her over into a Medicaid-approved nursing home. And ironically enough, the only one I could find, she was in Indiana at the time, the only one I could find was in Southern California. So I transported her out to Southern California, and I still thank my ex-wife for this, because she accompanied her out there, put her in a home there, and within 2 weeks she was dead. They gave her a pneumonia shot, which killed her. I couldn't figure out for the life of me why they would give somebody a pneumonia shot. Supposedly it was to protect her against pneumonia. What are your thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, I am not a big fan of these vaccines because of the research, the data showing that they actually, and I discussed this on my show once, and I had a neighbor who, I actually have a neighbor next door. She's in her 60s, and I now got her understanding, and she now has been kind of a victim to the whole vaccine industry, that she got very, very ill, and she doesn't have a lot of reserves left, because she's got so many problems, but that pushed her over the edge nearly. So, and I've talked about this on my show, and she asked me one day, how is it possible to get the vaccine and then later on get the illness itself? And the theory that I have come up with is that it is a live attenuated virus. It is a weakened virus. But if you place a weakened virus in an already compromised immune system, the weakened virus doesn't act like a weakened virus, because it's strong enough overpowers your weakened immune system.
Yeah, right. To overcome a suppressed immune system.
So that's what I've come up with. That's my little theory. That's what I believe is happening. And I think I'm going to discuss maybe this Sunday on my show. But, we're told, there's three kinds of lies, Michael. There's lies, there's damn lies, and there's statistics. Now, we base our vaccines on the flu vaccine. We base it on Australia because they have their first winter. And what the virus they figure they have in Australia, they retool the vaccine to include that virus and a couple other viruses for vaccines in the United States. Well, Australia at least appears to be very honest. What their research came back and said, their vaccine was 10% effective. 10%. Not about you. That's the lowest I've ever seen. The lowest before that was 19%. I believe that was in 2007. The United States has come back and said it's 25% effective. And then it came back later on and retooled that number, because that must have shaken up some people later on to retool it and say, oh, by the way, we made a mistake. It's at 40% now, the vaccine effectiveness. So, when you start seeing people, how can you have confidence in somebody telling you the truth when the number continues to change? So I believe, and I've talked about this on my show, I believe in taking the right steps at the very beginning. I'm not a big take this, take that kind of guy. I'll finish up.
All right. All right, we'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my shotgun.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, with my shotgun riding buddy Steve Elkins. Now, we've got a valued member of RBN's family on the line. I'm going to hold you there for just a second, Jerry, in Chicago. Let Steve finish up his thoughts, and then we're going to go to you, my friend.
Yeah, I think I want to get back to is that I believe in doing the right things first before I actually. I'm 56 years old. I'm on no medications whatsoever. I take care of myself. I exercise. But, you know, we start from the basics here, the basic things that you need to do to boost an immune system. I've talked about this. Nutrition is huge. It is huge. Avoid your preservatives. Supplements, I take vitamin D in the wintertime plus sunshine to boost my immune system to fight off infection. Proper rest, making sure you de-stress. You get your stress level down and you get proper rest. Hydration is huge. Electrolytes, watching your electrolyte consumption. Don't eat sugar. Sugar is like the major thing here. You notice that, you know, if you put sugar inside a petri dish with bacteria, it eats it up like crazy. It loves sugar. Just take sugar out of your diet pretty much. You don't need that. And, you know, we have an immune system for a reason, Michael, and the immune system is to be challenged. And when it gets challenged, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. We are creating these labile, these very weak immune systems because we're overpowering our immune system with other things, other pathogens, to supposedly strengthen our immune system, but actually it does the inverse of that. It actually weakens your immune system. So we need to challenge the immune system. I'm going to give you a little analogy here. I had a small vineyard back in California. I grow my own grapes, and I make my own wine. You can overwater your grapes, and what happens when you overwater your grapes is that you get a shallow root system, and your grapes are not going to be very good quality. It's going to be a very weak plant because it's a shallow root system. If you stress the roots, stress the plant itself, it forces those roots down much deeper to a deeper water supply. It strengthens the plant. You have a hardy, hardy plant. Your immune system is the same thing. You must challenge that immune system. And I believe in this natural, you know, natural ability to do these things. I'm not one of those people just runs over, you got to get this medication, this medication. We are doing, there's so many things we could be doing that we need to do, and max those things out. And then if you still have a problem beyond that, well, then we'll address that. But we need to be doing the right things, and nutrition is huge. We have to eat nutritious foods and rest and hydration. These are all very important things in your immune system that they're never talked about. It's the immediate thing. Jump all those hurdles. Forget that stuff. Jump right over here. Your solution is this, and that's not the way we should be thinking.
Okay, great point, Steve. Okay, with that, now I'm going to bring Jerry in Chicago up. He's a very valued family member of RBN, and I'll probably hold him over through the break as well. Jerry in Chicago, you're on with Michael and Steve. How you doing, my friend?
Yeah, thank you very much, Steve and Michael, for taking my call. Steve, I talked to you Saturday or Sunday on your show and about the potassium, and I got to tell you something. I haven't had a leg cramp since, but I want to tell you a little story. About 2 years ago, I had to go in for foot surgery, and I did not realize this, that your foot doctor that does the surgery has to have a full medical evaluation of you before he puts you on the table. I guess it's in case you croak or something like that.
Sure.
But when I went to my doctor, I had not seen my family doctor for 9 years. And he was questioning why I wasn't coming in twice a year because my insurance covers it and blah, blah, blah. And I told him, I said, hey, listen, man. I says, I treat my body as an automobile. If I have a problem, I come see a specialist. I says, the only reason I'm here right now is because this is part of the surgery. And after the surgery was over, my doctor prescribed antibiotics for 5 days, and he prescribed painkillers. I says, I don't take painkillers. I'll go to the health food store, and I'll get the Curamin, the extra pain relief, all natural stuff. And the antibiotics, I got to be honest with you, I have been building up my probiotics in my system for several years, and I hate to wipe them out with a couple of antibiotics. So I don't think I'm going to take them. And the doctor says, well, I really wish you would. And I says, hey, was your operating room, was it clean? He says, yes, it was. I said, did you put that slime on my feet before you cut into my toes? He says, yes, I did. I says, okay, well, then I don't need it. Are you confident? I'm confident. And I didn't take them. And I didn't have an infection or anything else like that. So, but I do have the antibiotics for 5 days in my freezer.
Right.
That's all I wanted to add to this. And I think if you're 100% right, man. If you take good care of your body, and I don't work out or anything else like that. My workout is at work 5, 6, 7 days a week.
Right.
And I cover a lot of ground. I do a lot of exercise, up and down ladders. I carry about a 25-pound tool belt every day with a harness. And you know what? I'm happy with the way things turned out. I tell you what, I could tap dance right now. And
all right, Jerry, I got to stop. Jerry, I got to stop you. We got to go to a break. I'll hold you over. We'll be back in a few minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Be right back with Jerry and Steve.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to...
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Steve Elk is riding shotgun with me. Somebody's really blasting in the background there. And we had Jerry in Chicago that was dancing before the break. So, Jerry, go ahead and continue with your thought.
That's all I wanted to say about my foot surgery, but I wanted to ask Steve a question. My mother is going to be 94 in 3 weeks, and she just had hip surgery, hip replacement surgery yesterday.
Right.
And the doctor was very happy with the results. He cut out a couple of bone spurs and things like that. And I know she's got a rehab and all this other stuff. But I'm trying to get my mother more towards natural things that I can get from the health food store for pain and right. things like that. But everything makes her go, and she's got diverticulitis.
So,
I mean,
what's in the background there? Somebody got something going in the background?
Turn it down. I'm sorry. Let me get out of this room. And, okay. But, how's that?
Okay. Good.
Okay, well, yeah, I was just hoping Steve could enlighten me on a few different things because I've been pushing curcumin and... couple other different things for pain and
okay. Well, let's start from the very beginning here. Diverticulitis is a problem with the diverticulum. What you can first do is basically you want to. It's a diet restriction now. You talk about diet restriction, and I know a lot of people have this problem. So basically, you want to avoid things that can get caught in those pockets. And which causes inflammation in the intestine, the small intestine. So I tell people nuts, forget nuts. Nuts are history in your future. If you eat nuts, they always seem to cause problems. Anything with seeds, any fruit with seeds will get caught in there and you'll cause a problem. So first thing I got to say is you got to have diet restriction. You can go online. It'll tell you a diet for people who have, that have diverticulitis. And you're going to have to, you know, do a diet restriction. And then, see, you won't have the pain issues to worry about if you do the right things with diet. So I say fix the diet part first, and you'll not go to stage two of having pain. So fix the diet first.
Okay. That sounds very good. Thank you very much.
And last thing for you in the future, you talked about your last week you had some potassium issues you thought maybe possibly. We talked about potassium or magnesium with the cramping in your legs. Also remember this, your sports drinks like Gatorade have a lot of potassium. They're electrolyte balanced. So I noticed that if I sweat a lot, my muscle will fatigue and I'll get cramps, and it's basically because I've sweated off too much potassium. Too much electrolyte has been expelled through my sweat. So think about if you ever get in a situation like that, some of your sport drinks, mainly like definitely Gatorade has.
Let me interject something here. Now, I just heard a report from Deborah Tavera saying that Gatorade had aborted fetal tissue in it. What are your thoughts on that?
I know Deborah, and I'll have to call her and ask her, but I, sorry, not buying that one, but no. No, it's got electrolytes in it. It was actually, you know the whole story behind Gatorade. It was actually formulated by, I believe, a chemist in University of Florida, Gainesville, and he used it on his team, and he used it on the football team, finding out they were always so fatigued because it's so dang hot down here, and you're practicing and you're working out, and your teams were just, they were pooped out, electrolyte imbalance. So he figured it out, and so he was a chemist, and he sold that the rights to that that product. So Gatorade, I would try a little bit of Gatorade. It's also great in the wintertime if you're one of those situations you got a, let's say you got the flu and you got the nausea and the vomiting issues. Well, you're going to be electrolyte deficit. So you want to replenish the electrolytes you lost. So those sport drinks are great during the flu season if you get the flu and you're throwing up or you have the diarrhea on the other end. So you want to replenish the electrolytes. That's what you got to do.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Steve. Hey, if you don't mind, I would like to coin you guys the Marvel team-up, okay? So have a great day.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. Jerry, I appreciate your input, and I appreciate your donation for Tom. It was well appreciated. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate that.
You're more than welcome, my friend.
All right.
Thank you,
have
Jerry.
A good day. Now, Steve, you know, I'm sitting in this dilemma right now regarding this whole thing and getting these great phone callers calling in talking about their experience with this healthcare crap, you know, knocking on their doors and all this stuff, which I can see it coming. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, do I continue with this or do I go by way of the information that you gave me along with Don Wiskin, get some Extendivite, you know, improve my diet, raise my immune system, and just chuck this whole thing, including Medicare A and B. I've never liked it from the beginning, and I've never used it in 3 years. What do you think? Are you with me, Steve? Did we lose Steve? I'm not getting anything. Hello? What happened? Let's see. Let me type a little note here, folks, if you're still hearing me. Anybody home? Am I not broadcasting? Okay. Hello. Oh, I didn't know whether I don't know whether you lost Steve or you lost me because I heard nothing. At any rate, I was posing a question to Steve, and all of a sudden everything just went dead. So, anyway, yeah. No, right now, folks, let me know when he is back on the line there, Dan, if you would. Okay, Steve, I don't know what happened.
Back.
I don't know if you dropped a call or what.
That was very convenient, wasn't it? Wasn't that convenient?
Well,
talk about the good stuff, and somebody didn't like what I was saying, I guess. I don't know.
Did you catch any part of the question that I raised to you?
No, I was talking to you. I could hear you fine, but you couldn't hear me. So go ahead and shoot again.
Well, I'm sitting here with a dilemma. I'm thinking to myself, okay, do I continue with all these great callers calling in, talking about their experiences and the intrusion with knocking on the door from the healthcare people and all that stuff? And I'm thinking, you know what? I've been on Medicare for better than 3 years. I've never used it. They have never given me anything. I've never gotten one dime from them. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, do I just dump this whole thing and get these people out of my life, including Medicare? Well, you know, and take, you know, your advice and take Extendivite and just, you know, run the treadmill a half hour a day or what?
Well, you still got that dilemma, as I said, that you still got that dilemma that your arm's going to be forced to take some kind of plan. Again, this is a commerce deal. This is a deal, a great deal that the insurance companies got together with the government, hammered out. I mean, it certainly was a scam. And it really, they have no business actually forcing you to do this, but they have, and they got away with it. So the question you're going to have a problem with is that the IRS is going to come back and say you are not signed up with any plan, therefore you get a nice fine. So that's their arm twisting. You're going to get a fine.
No. You're talking about under Obamacare, but that doesn't include Medicare, not to my knowledge. Not only that, I mean, it's just, you know, under Obama. And by the way, I think Trump got rid of that that fine for Obamacare, if I remember correctly. So I don't think that would apply. But anyway, I'll tell you what.
I'll check on that. I thought the fine is still in place.
I don't think so. But with that, let's go to Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, you're on with Michael and Steve. How are you, girl? Hello, Murr.
Oh, now can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
I had to go through the time warp. The, you know. Delayed. So, I want to supersede the nurse here and go directly to the doctor, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Please listen to her 3 hours before Steve's show on Sunday and present that question to her. You can do it either on Facebook, on the phone like I am doing right now, she's on RBN, or in her chat room, healingwithdrdaniels.chatango.com. And she'll be more glad to tell you, and I have heard her tell how to do this, but one important thing that you didn't mention, everything was good as far as hydrate, not sports drinks. No Gatorade. There's aspartame to worry about as well as other things. But there is a natural where you can just mix a little sugar and salt in the water. I mean, that's not a real big deal. But the one thing you're missing is elimination. You want to hydrate, 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 and poop, poop, poop. Okay? That'll help.
Well, I can only associate a hope that that part is still working, but you got to have the right chemicals in the body, and you're hoping that the other part that works. Yeah, I agree.
You can't leave that to question. You can't leave that to question. You have to do that about 3 times a day. That's part of this with the diverticulitis is you have to clean. First off, you got to chew the nuts thoroughly, okay? Everybody just kind of sticks by the teeth.
With diverticulitis, you don't even want to mess with nuts. You don't even want to mess there. You don't want to go there.
Well, once
trust
you
me
have
on this.
It, yes, of course, once you have it.
Once
but
you
I'm
have
saying,
it and you already have the pockets already, you don't want to eat nuts, you don't want to eat seeds.
Well, we all have pockets. What I'm saying is how to avoid getting that problem. Chew your food thoroughly, hydrate, and poop. You know, whether you need to take
a little
castor
oil. I agree, because the diverticulitis actually starts from not actually having a good elimination pattern. And you're keeping all that crap in your bowels forever and ever. Yes, that's true.
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
It's important to go like 3 times a day. People get,
Can I interject here? Are we talking about the question that I posed regarding what I should do about, you know, this whole situation with health care and Medicare and all that stuff? Talk to Jennifer Daniels, and she's going to suggest that I get really healthy and dump it all? What?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
But here's what I've had to do. Okay, each of our circumstances is different, and there's a health care plan in the family. But I don't send anything in about myself. I haven't been in decades and decades. I don't go to the doctor. I don't do doctors. And a lot of the stress is eliminated from not anticipating having to follow their orders.
Well, I've not followed their orders in years, and there's a reason why. You know, the last two or three events that I've had that have been inclusive of doctors have cost me a fortune and have done nothing for me.
I'm going to send to your email at Dr. Daniels' Vitality Capsules her truth files that has all the past radio shows, and I'll put it in the chat room as well. But really, people really need to listen to this. It's very informative. I mean everything, including home delivery, and she's not talking about pizza.
Hey, Mer, let me say something, Mer, real quick here, and then you kind of knocked the sport drink. I'm not talking about drinking sport drink like Coca-Cola or like a glass of water so much. I mean, to give you a little example here, when you have an electrolyte imbalance, your heart actually starts to get jumpy and does a little skipping thing called PVCs, premature ventricular contractions. You get a lot of problems. And magnesium, if you're low on magnesium. And these two sport drink itself, if you're having diarrhea and you're dumping, and your elimination is dumping, you're not absorbing, you're actually dumping everything.
Well,
you're going to lose a lot of electrolytes.
You're jumping to an extreme.
A little bit of aspartame, it's in there. I don't really care about because
nonsense.
I want my electrolytes back up to
normal, so I don't have
a cardiac issue. I'm not living on Gatorade, but I'm saying to get you over the hump to keep your electrolytes up and your heart not jumping around, you're going to want to do that. Now, if you want to do that with salt and water, that's fine. That's not going to give you any magnesium. You need some magnesium, too, believe it or not.
Sure. There's other ways to get magnesium, though, including
Epsom salts. You could actually drink some Epsom salts if you want to dilute that.
You can make a paste and put it on your skin and let it absorb.
But I think you're making an issue out of the aspartame, and you know that when
it is an issue, Steve.
Hold on.
In this corner, we have Murr in Wisconsin weighing in at, and in that corner, we have Steve. Go ahead.
When they do all these testing on lab rats with aspartame.
Betty Martini is? Steve, do you know who Dr. Betty Martini is?
No, I do not.
Okay, well, you need to look into that. You could go to Deanna Spangola. She's got a bunch of times she's interviewed her. But look into her work.
Please.
Well, let me just say, do you understand, when they do the testing on these lab rats, you're pumping a lab rat half of its body weight of aspartame, and yes, something is going to go wrong with that rat.
You know what aspartame is?
How much aspartame is in a sport drink?
No, I'm not going to listen because I know you're wrong.
Okay, then. All right, Murray, you're right.
Back up.
It's not me. It's all the research that has been done and the people who have been affected and how addictive it is. It's a poop from a bacteria. And Donald Rumsfeld is the one that got it going, okay? It shouldn't be anything.
She's right, Steve. I know that. And when I was drinking Diet Pepsi about six-pack a day many years ago, I could feel it was having an effect on my memory and it was having an effect on my cognizance. So, yes, I agree with Murr on that one.
It can be deadly. It can be deadly with some people.
I'd say you'd have to consume an awful lot, and I don't consume anything that much.
If you're allergic to it, it doesn't take a lot. Nope. Now, you look into Dr. Betty Martini. M-A-R-T. I'll put that in the chat room, too. I'll put it in your chat room, too, Steve. Not to tango.
Right, thank you.
Now, there's an absolutely beautiful, opinionated woman, Steve.
Oh, my God.
Isn't she great?
I like the fire.
I do, too.
I have a lot of time to do a lot of research.
I don't guzzle anything. So I don't worry about accumulation on some things.
I'm not punishing you like a little boy. That's not the point.
Right.
Listen, I have a lot of time to research, and I just like to share when I find something people really need to know that they're getting wrong information, like Jerry just got in Chicago.
All right. That's your opinion. I appreciate it.
No, it's not just my opinion. Your opinion is the other way.
I'm just saying, I would rather see my electrolytes being normal and my heart not stopping because I don't have enough potassium and enough magnesium. I've been in an ICU. I can tell you, we check those labs really close, and when they're off, either they're too high or they're too low, your heart will stop pumping. So you know what?
Sure.
I don't really care about a little aspartame if my heart's not pumping and pumping blood throughout my body anymore, Murr.
You need to balance the minerals in other ways.
Sometimes you have to do it immediately, or you don't have much time left.
Do we get to go to break yet, Dan?
Listen, you you know, he said, it was a jury said that he takes care of his body like a car. Well, you wouldn't put, you know, nasty stuff in the tank. But even more than that, treat your body and yourself like you're your own child, your own baby.
We got to go to break.
Okay, I'll let you guys go. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mer. We'll be back in three with the final segment. Michael Herzog coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun with Steve Elkins, my shotgun riding partner. Be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, it's all
yeah, folks, it's all right riding around in the breeze. It's all right as long as you're riding around with Steve. Steve, during the break, I got an email from the alias Joe in California that called in, who really wasn't Joe in California. He says, I'm an expert on electrolyte drinks. Gatorade Today is basically a high fructose corn syrup non-carbonated Coke / soda pop. Look it up. What do you think of that?
Okay. I have to look it up myself. Like I said, I used it.
Go ahead.
You know, I've used it. Let me just add something with Murr here.
She talked about how elimination is so important. It is. It is very important. But if you go back to the very thing I talked about first with was nutrition, if you have proper nutrition, the right nutrition, elimination is not a problem because you have proper elimination if you have the right nutrition. And increasing exercise also, which increases GI motility, which means you're going to defecate. You're going to have your BMs. You're never going to be backed up. So, like I've said from the very beginning, nutrition, elimination will come perfect. There'll be no problem if you have proper nutrition, electrolytes, hydration, all those things, all are stepping stones to giving you the elimination, which will be normal if you have proper nutrition. So, I mean, she made a big thing about that. Say a big stink about it.
it was more of a thing on the aspartame, which I do kind of tend to lean on her side because I know what it did to me 20 years ago.
I don't drink anything in excess, so like I say, in a situation where your heart needs, you need it right away, potassium and magnesium, or your heart's going to start reacting. If you don't understand, if your heart is not doing what it's supposed to doing, your cardiac output is dropped down, and you're not pumping enough blood around through the body. So I'm saying correct those things right as fast as you can correct them. Correct those. I'm not saying live on the dang stuff. No way do I
no,
drink
I know that,
that much. But
I'll
tell
you what,
if I've got diarrhea and I'm throwing up and I've got diarrhea, I want to keep some, get my electrolytes back up to halfway normal so my heart does not get affected. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. No, hey, well, listen, you know, this has been a great forum today, and I really appreciate you coming on, especially in light of the expertise which you provided me regarding the healthcare thing. And I am going to probably call into Jennifer Daniels' show this weekend and get her thoughts on this because I really am sitting on the fence here with this whole healthcare thing. And I have been, Steve, since I actually went on Medicare because they're charging me. You know, we got a cost of living increase the first of the year, which hadn't happened in the whole 3 years I've been on Medicare. But ironically, the increase that I did get, 2/3 was taken up of it by, you know, adding it to the cost of the Medicare to begin with. So I wound up getting $11, of which I had to pay out because it cost me exactly $11 in the penalties to Medicare for what I didn't, when I didn't originally sign up, you know, 2 years ago. So obviously, you know, everything that I supposedly got in the cost of living increase went for health care that I never use, you know? So, so I'm sitting on the fence with that going, okay, maybe just taking your advice and maybe taking Don Wiskin's advice, throwing a little advice from Jennifer Daniels, and maybe I should just roll the dice, get off of all this stuff, and just be healthy with alternative medicine. But with that, thanks so much for coming on and riding shotgun with me today. I sincerely appreciate it, Steve. Okay?
You got it, Mike. No problem. Thanks.
All right. Have a great day. All right, folks, we're out of time. I'll be back same time, same station tomorrow with my show that don't eat lunch. Let's just put it that way, folks, before you listen to this show tomorrow. It's called Under Siege. Listen to it on an empty stomach. Bye for now.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.